At the Cap and Gown pub in Worcestershire, England, pints go hand in hand with politics. On tap tonight, the upcoming referendum, when British voters will decide whether to stay in or leave the European Union.
Which way are you thinking of voting?
I'm not sure yet. I'm waiting to be educated.
I'm picking in, but I still need to get more education on it.
Famous for the Lee and Perrin sauce that bears its name, the county of Worcestershire, 136 miles west of London, has been at the epicenter of defining moments in British history, like the 1651 Battle of Worcester that ended the English Civil War. Still largely rural, its cathedral and cricket clubs are quintessentially British. With 92% of its roughly 600,000 residents white, it is more ethnically homogeneous than the national average.
In the battle over Britain's future ties to the European Union, the county of Worcestershire is a bellwether. And right now, voters here are pretty evenly divided between those who want to stay in the EU and those who feel Britain would be better off going it alone.
To woo the undecided, both sides have unleashed a media blitz.
If we left, independent experts estimate 950,000 jobs would be lost.
The euro is broken, and the EU plans to let in another five countries.
You've got it absolutely spot on.
So cap and gown owner Ted Marshall is trying to cut through the noise. He's organized seven debates in the run-up to the referendum.
I would ask that people don't heckle too much.
This gathering tackled perhaps the most divisive issue, the freedom of movement rule that allows citizens of the EU's 27 other member states to move to Britain, work here, and receive generous government benefits, including free health care for themselves and their families.
Donald Trump has talked a lot about migration. You call it immigration. Yeah, and that's the biggest issue here for this EU referendum, no question at all.
This House believes that the free movement of labour...
Since 2004, when the EU expanded to include countries from Eastern Europe, the number of non-British EU-born citizens working in the UK has quadrupled, from around 500,000 to nearly 2 million. An influx that's pushed 21-year-old Worcestershire native Ellis Tustin to the Leave camp.
Interested in leaving the Union?
The first person in his family to go to university, Tustin says EU membership has fueled immigration that's harmed working-class communities like his.
The entire culture of the town has totally shifted into, and, you know, it's almost, for many people in this town, they feel it's an Eastern European town now.
That's one reason why Tustin joined the Eurosceptic UKIP, the UK Independence Party. Described by critics as far right, Tustin says the party has been derided for a platform many Brits are too afraid to voice.
And people are afraid of saying, I'm tired of, you know, doctor's appointments becoming longer. I'm worried about my children not getting that place at school. Because as soon as someone says something like this in this country, they're immediately cast as racist or, you know, xenophobic.
Tustin is not afraid to argue EU membership has hurt British workers because he says immigrants willing to work for less poach jobs.
A lot of the work that people are doing is low-paid jobs. And those are the jobs where the value is being undercut. Those are the jobs where people can say to the employers, I will happily work for £5 less than him and still do the same job.
Good afternoon. What can we get for you?
On the other side of the debate is 23-year-old Worcestershire-born Richard Fullaway. A member of the youth wing of Britain's Conservative Party, Fullaway is applying to become a Royal Naval Officer, a career goal that informs his views.
What I'm looking at is the sort of bigger picture around Britain's influence in the world, where Britain stays in the world.
For Fullaway, that means not swimming away from Europe.
The world is joining into power blocks. So you've got China, you've got Russia pushing its weight around over in the Ukraine. You've got China in the South China Sea. You've got Japan looking to rearm. You've got the US trying to find its place in the world. I think that as a country, we're much better off in a group of 500 million people than we are on our own as 67 million people.
It's a group that's given Britain access to the world's largest trade barrier-free single market without having to adopt Europe's troubled single currency, the euro, or bail out struggling euro economies like Greece.
We're in such a special position.